We are back here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and Browns fans. You can secure your Browns season tickets for 2014, and you can secure them today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Again, visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. It is a Call Your Shot Friday. Mike on his cell, ready to call his shot.
Thank you very much. What I would like very much for the Browns to prove to me this year is that we are not irrelevant anymore in the North Division. And what I mean by irrelevant, we already beat Cincinnati. We need to take care of our own division. We need to beat Baltimore, and we need to beat the Steelers. And we need to prove that there is such a rivalry again with us in Baltimore and us in the Steelers. My question is, to call my shot, is I want to find out when we're going to have a total game from the Browns. There's times when the offenses look very good, the defense is not. Defenses looked awesome second half in Kansas City, offense is not. We need to find a game where we can put it all together, and I'm really hoping this is the game. Have a great weekend. Go Brownies.
Thanks, Mike. That was a good call, good insight as well, and that's exactly what we're hoping for. 60 minutes from this team, a team that basically is playing, I think, for the viability of the remainder of its season to get to 4-5, given the loss that we just saw from the Cincinnati Bengals, as general manager Mike Lombardi walks by and gives us a little some shouts in the dog bowl. There he is. He loves it. Loves being brought up on the radio, obviously. But, you know, hopefully this is the game where they play 60 minutes. 4-5 would be phenomenal. I think that it's an opportunity to make the rest of this season every week be meaningful and relevant.
Without a doubt. And that's the best word, is relevant. And this game comes down to, there is an either-or proposition here. It's not just, all of it is centered around the opportunity the Browns have if they win this game. The flip side of this is losing to the Ravens, and just losing, period. I don't care what the final score is, but it raises, in my mind, the specter that this is a pretty dreary 7 weeks remaining, or 7 games remaining after the bye, because this is your chance to make the rest of your season relevant with a victory, or it turns into exactly what we don't want it to be for these 7 weeks and the usual discussion at Thanksgiving and beyond of focusing on next year, because all is pretty well lost. You have an opportunity. The plate has been, the table has been set. The plate is in front of you. Go eat.
Eat, Browns. And you're right, because let's be honest, when you look at the AFC landscape, if you're making the playoffs this year in the AFC North, you are doing it by winning the AFC North. There will not be a wild card team that comes out of the AFC North. So this is an opportunity to get in that division title discussion and to make that run. And it's time to do it this Sunday, making a statement against the team, the Baltimore Ravens, who have had their way with the Browns. No ifs, ands, or buts about it the last 5 years. It is time to put an end to that. 60 minutes, a complete football game from this Cleveland Browns team. Will get that job done, and I hope we get to see that this Sunday.
I do too. By the way, a couple of things coming up. So we have our Friday forecast, and it'll be a top five question and answer period. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, will be doing that. We're going to do that at the top of the hour of this show, which now has the hashtag of Bone on Bone. That's one of our themes today.
It is a good theme.
It is, right? On a Call Your Shot Friday. So we'll be doing that in a little bit. We're also going to have Gerard Cherry join us in this hour. And, but the time is right for this, to get some perspective from the big wrestling ring in the sky. I'm going to send out a text up there to our great friend of the show, Randy Macho Man Savage. I think he'll respond. He always has to me. So I'm going to reach out to him.
I think the Macho might be available.
And in our segment that we love to call Randy Macho Man Back from the Dead. And it's great. Think about this show, what we are able to do. We're embedded in the facility here. We bring you players. We bring you coaches. We bring you all the media people who cover this team. We bring you national media. And we bring people back from the dead for the show. That is, I think if you can do that, you're doing something.
Something is being done. That is for sure.
All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns.
What it is, I have no idea.
Have I gotten carried away? Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic and Nathan, ESPN 850 WKNR.